Hi, this is Joe Barry of Barry Investment Advisors with a market update. Warren Buffett has this great expression. He says, it's not until the tide goes out that you see who's swimming naked. And the tide, in this case, the flood of easy money from the Federal Reserve, zero interest rates, and the trillions of dollars worth of stimulus that buoyed the economy and inflated bubbles and speculative assets, that tide is receding, and we're beginning to see who's swimming naked. In other words, what companies were badly managed and really would never have existed under normal monetary conditions. Last year, we had the drama of the FTX crypto exchange fail. And last week, of course, we had a surprising, stunning failure of the Silicon Valley Bank, which set off a mini panic and had everybody over the weekend worried about whether or not their money in the bank was safe. Well, Washington came to the rescue and guaranteed deposits and made it easier for the banks to be able to hold their underwater investments and keep them marked to their maturity values so that their capital wouldn't be impaired. So at least for the moment, the panic has subsided. But the markets, the stock market has been very negative and volatile and affected by this. Companies across the board have declined. Not only the banks, but almost every other industry has seen their prices decline, with the exception of gold mining. Interest rates have fallen dramatically because until last weekend, the worry on every investor's mind was what the Federal Reserve was going to do. And the anxiety over every government statistic that seemed to indicate whether inflation was cooling or not cooling, which would therefore influence the Federal Reserve to tighten conditions even more, that worry, at least for the moment, is gone. Now the worry is about the financial system both in America and Europe. But you know, as I said last year, in a way, Barry Investment Advisors were happy to see that we now have interest rates so that we can earn a return on the part of your portfolio that we don't want to take risk on. And stock prices have come down to levels that, at least compared to history, are quite reasonable. And at these levels, they're paying dividends that are 2, 3, 4%, in some cases 5%. So a combination of interest rates for your safe assets and dividends now from the equities that we have you invested in, diversified throughout the world, are producing a cash flow of between 3 and 4% from dividends and interest only. That's a real plus as we go into 2023. Now, the turbulence in the market, the tide going out, no doubt is going to bring more surprises. And with those surprises, we often have declining markets, and it's our job to manage your portfolios in such a way is that when an asset class or a company or even a country's securities, which are fundamentally sound, drop because investors are panicky, that's a time to be opportunistic and add to the portfolios. One thing I'd like to talk a little bit about is gold, which is in a major asset class in all the portfolios. The reason we have gold, I mean, goes back to my training at Merrill Lynch 49 years ago when we were trained on how to manage portfolios, was the idea that gold was a unique monetary asset and to have a little bit in your portfolio for diversification made a lot of sense. And in this last environment, gold has been completely disregarded by investors. I mean, it's a very important asset for governments and central banks around the world, but investors really haven't paid much attention to it because all the action was in tech and crypto, real estate, all the things that were enjoying the wonderful easy money conditions that we had. But with this panic that we've seen in the last couple of days, gold has gone in the other direction. It's gone very favorable. And it's kind of underscoring its role, its job in a portfolio, which is to do well when there's inflation or deflation or anxiety, monetary scares, bank failures. That's when people want safer assets and want to diversify out of those things that are declining so much And of course, that's treasuries, which have seen a great popularity in the last couple of days, and gold. And let me conclude this call with another quote from Warren Buffett. Be fearful when people are greedy, and be greedy when people are fearful. There's a way to measure this. I would ask you to Google the Fear and Greed Index, which CNN Money calculates. And you will see where the public is as far as greed and fear. Now remember, you buy when people are fearful. I'll conclude the call there. Please look it up. And as usual, if you have any questions, concerns about your portfolio, our staff is here to help you. We'll be catching up with all of this on reviews. Don't be surprised if you see some transactions that we think are taking advantage of the situation. And with that, I thank you for your attention. Our regulatory documents are available online, or give us a call. Thank you for listening.